The Walking Dead is dead. Now we must find the new zombie show for us to mindlessly consume. As a collective society, we have chosen The Last of Us. But this leaves us with some concerning questions. Do these zombies eat brains? If these zombies are millennials, does that mean they simply only eat ass? Why are all these fucking zombies in Boston? All these questions will be answered in this episode of Binge or Cringe. Welcome to Binge or Cringe, the podcast about first episodes. I'm your host, Cassidy, and with me today is Josh.
Hello.
And Jake.
Hi.
Much like Zomboids, we have risen from the grave. It has been a year, probably, since the last episode.
No, it hasn't been a year.
It's been... Yeah, might have been close.
What?
Close. No. It was like last June? July?
We it's just took probably. A small break. If you're listening to this podcast, all we did, we took like a month off. It's not that
long. Yeah. We said we'd take a month to kind of think about things, and here we are. Yeah. A month later.
Right. And we didn't change anything. we're back and we're doing the exact same shit. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So we watched The Last of Us. I guess I'm most interested in Josh's initial impressions. Are you a fan?
Weirdly,
why? Are you a fan?
Swipe at me, but
in my notes it did say Jake. It did say Jake originally, and I was like, no, I don't want the hot take right out of the gate.
I was gonna say, yeah, Jake probably has the hot take.
Yeah, fine, Jake.
Well, we can
fine,
start this off.
Yeah, okay,
no,
yeah,
no,
let's
no,
start.
That's okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, easy take. I mean, did either of you play the video game?
No,
I didn't play the video game, but I only heard good things about the game, so I tried to avoid. Anything about that?
I also only heard good things about the game. Endlessly.
I see where he's going with this. I see where he's going.
The same Believe thing me, I know it's a good game, okay? Oh, I know. I know.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please, you want to go ahead and go? No, it sounds like you really want to go.
No, you're good. You're good. Go ahead.
I mean, mine will be short. I mean, I'll start. I thought... My first impression, it was good.
Yeah.
First episode. We're just talking first episode, right?
We're just going to, I think we start with just the first episode.
Right. Yeah.
And if we watched more, we could talk about more. I think maybe
that
some
might
of that,
come up.
Maybe not, you know? So what's your problem, Jake? Huh? What's your problem with this show? Is it because it was, is it the Rick and Morty effect where it was over... done by the fans and now you had a bad taste in your mouth?
That's how it was with the games for sure. Like mm-hmm. The games came out and like everybody on earth was telling you that these are the best game. This is the best game you will ever play in your life. It is the best storytelling you will ever hear in your life. You need to play this game. You have to play this game. You have to buy a PlayStation 3 right now and you have to play this game.
Oh my God. It was a PlayStation 3. That's a while back.
I think it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was PlayStation 3. And then I got like a re-release on PlayStation 4. And then I think I got another... Did it get another re-release on PlayStation 5? Something like that.
Yeah. But it seems like I've heard of this game nonstop. Like ever since it came out. And it's like... I didn't have a PlayStation. The last PlayStation I had was 2. So I was kind of out of PlayStation world for a while. And I think it came out on PC, but... I don't know. I didn't care, really.
Yeah, I don't know. It took a while before it did, if it did, because I never played it. But I heard enough. Like I heard about it, and I knew about the story for the most part because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
For a long time. So
well,
but you know, I never like hated it, but yeah. I did kind of have a weird. Sort of disdain for it because it was everything I saw of it. I was like, oh, this wants to be a TV show.
Like
to me, it never felt like a video game. It felt like whoever wrote this really wants to write TV shows.
I see.
And that is also another thing that kind of grated on me. Cause I was just like, Because, like, listen, I love video games, okay? I love stories in video games. I love video games, okay? I love video games.
Hey, and he's coming out on the podcast right now, folks. You heard it here.
Yeah, that's it. I came out on the podcast. I am a video game lover.
He's been holding in this holding this in for over a month. So we got to start the pod so I can get this out. There he is.
And I, like, it weirdly felt like it was like, oh, if you want, like, oh, video games were never good until, like, The Last of Us, you know, brought TV writing into them. And now that the TV writing is part of the game, now video game stories are good. And it's just like, no, there's a lot of good shit out there, video game-wise, that doesn't need to be told to you like it's a TV show.
I think maybe... So, like, yeah, because it was like a triple A type of game. Like, it was a big blockbuster type of game. So everyone was like, wow, it's the first time it's ever happened, because most people that play, you know, those kind of triple A games exclusively aren't used to that. But I thought, I always thought of this game and the one that they just made another movie about, the with Nathan Drake. What's that called? And it's like
Uncharted.
Uncharted. I always thought, oh, these are just like movie games. And I was like, eh, I don't really care about that. It didn't, like, particularly interest me.
But... Right. And, like, there's nothing super wrong with that. Like, I remember liking... I actually liked the Walking Dead game back when those came out. Remember those? The what was it? Telltale or whatever?
Yeah.
I actually liked, like, those games, even though they got old really quickly because they just kept doing the same thing over and over. But the idea of, like, doing that kind of storytelling in games has never bothered me. It's just that what bothered me was that happened, and then it was like, this is how games need to be. Like, we have got to shove TV into games more. We need game. This is how games should be written. This is how storytelling should happen. And it's just like, all that shit bothered me. But that aside, I watched the show.
Well,
and it... sucked ass. You guys like this shit? What the fuck?
Here we go. Well,
zombies are so lame. Sorry, go ahead.
You're suffering from zombie exhaustion. I get it. Like, I am also tired of zombies. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. That's probably gonna... Listeners are gonna love that. I don't know if you guys heard that stopwatch, but...
Did you? Are you supposed to be sharing your screen with us? Because I don't have it.
You don't have it? Oh, whoops.
No. Well, I see it.
You see it?
You do?
Whoops. Yeah, I see your timer.
Oh, okay. We gotta make sure we don't.
And Discord?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it.
I don't know what to tell you, Jake. Well, hopefully you hear the sounds that you need to hear for our games and stuff. It's gonna be shit out of luck.
I see it. I see it now.
So you're saying this story sucks ass, is what you're saying. You're saying they made a game. See, I don't like in games, I typically skip through a lot of the dialogue and stuff because, in my opinion, most stories in video games have really sucked. Like, it's always just really bad writing. It's like an afterthought. So.
Yeah.
So
a lot of games have, but.
So.
There's good. The thing is, though. The writing in video games is very different. Like, there are games where, like, you look at the Souls games, for example. Like, the writing, like, if you play a Souls game and you don't read, like, the descriptions of items and shit, and you don't, like, look up the wiki shit afterwards, you're gonna have no idea what the hell the story was in it. But if you do engage with that stuff, it's really cool because you're, like, piecing it together as you, like, you know, roam about and stuff. So it's, like, it's different.
Yeah.
Just the way that stories are told are just different. But...
When I think of stories and games, typically I think of like RPGs. RPGs are usually super heavy story based. And the story is always just like, there's a giant monster we have to kill, or an evil, super evil guy that we have to kill. And it's 80,000 lines of dialogue. Yeah. It's always the same.
Yeah.
So I think it's good that this, that they did flip it and made it more story based, kind of like the Telltale games. That was. Probably the first games where it was, well, there was stuff like Dragon Quest, which is way, way back as far as, you know, like a visual novel game.
Yeah.
But The Last of Us did it, I think, first in like a Hollywood type of cinematic, like this is a movie you would watch today. But that being said, I don't know if it's necessarily good. I think it's better. I think it's like...
are we talking about the game or the show?
Well, the story, I guess we can just say the story in general, because I think it's just the same story. Okay. I read a little bit about it online about the differences, and it's pretty small. There's like some things like one of the Firefly ladies made a reference to a woman in the first episode who like she had a lesbian scene with in the game. And everybody's like, oh, wow, she said the name of that woman from the game. And everybody's freaking out. It's like, this whole show is about the game. Like, what? I don't know. It's not a big deal.
Huh.
But so I guess they threw in stuff, you know, more like.
Oh, like callbacks, basically.
Callbacks, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But the general story, is it anything like groundbreaking? I feel like I've seen this show before watching it. Like, it feels like every zombie show I've seen before.
It can be predictable, it feels like. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know what? I hate to say it. Like, I really do hate to say it, but like, okay, you know how like Marvel kind of has like a formula that like you can very plainly see, and like Disney stuff has like a formula now that you can very plainly see. I feel like HBO is kind of fallen into that, category now. I used to love HBO stuff, but now that the more and more I watch of HBO, the more and more I'm like, oh, they kind of have a formula now.
Yep.
You know?
It's...
like, you could kind of see it.
One of the earliest signs of that was how all of the, like, intro... what is that called? Like, the title screens? They're all basically the same. You know, it's all the same exact... it looks like the same guy made every single one of them. It's like the eerie music or like the foreboding music. It's like, and then it's like, oh, it's like a shadow of a zombie. And then it's like blood splatter across the screen. It's like the same in every
hidden meanings.
Yeah. And it's like, that like was
foreshadowing.
And to me, that was like a red flag. Like, I always thought that was like a good spot to be creative in a show.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can do whatever you want with this part. Just make it, you can make it really cool. And most shows seem to just go with like, we'll just have the one guy do it and we'll move on. And that, to me, that just says, we don't care about everything on this show. Some things we're just going to be like, yeah, that's fine. And when you start doing that, then other things start to slip as well. But like, I think,
it
makes me think of Invincible. Invincible, you remember the intro, like how they did the title screens for Invincible? It'd always be like a build up, and then boom, the title would happen, and it would like have a blood splatter on it. And every episode after, it would change a little bit and get a little darker. And I was like, that's cool. That's a lot of attention to detail. But HBO doesn't really do that with these types of... there's got to be a name for this type of show anymore, where it's like a blockbuster series or something. I'm not sure what you would call
it. Like blockbuster dramas TV show, something like that. But it's like, I started to notice it kind of with like right after Game of Thrones, just like, I don't know, it's just you notice it while you're watching it too, where like I feel like there are scenes where they are just, especially like when they're introducing characters, where you're like, oh, this is this kind of introduction now, like, the first time you see Ellie, you know, she's acting like Ellie. And it's like, oh, you see the entire range of her character in the first scene. It's like, it's almost like it's a writing technique or a trope that you see in every HBO show now. And it's like, it just starts to feel kind of cookie cutter to me, in a way that kind of takes away from my enjoyment of it. I don't know. It feels like when stuff starts to fall into a pattern, it starts to sap some of my interest out of it, you know, like it doesn't feel creative anymore. It doesn't feel like it's doing anything new at all.
Right.
Yeah. It probably feels like you're just watching it again.
Yeah.
Like, it does.
I know what's going to happen. Right.
Right. Like, I know the acting is great. I know the writing is solid. I know the dialogue is good. But everything that's happening, I'm just like, yeah, that's zombie shit. That's what happens. The society breaks down. Oh, you got to do some fucked up shit. You got to throw that girl into that fire. Got to do it. You know, like, I know. I've seen it.
Did you guys watch, what was the other one? The Walking Dead? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys watch that?
Yep.
Did you watch all of it?
Yeah, they just had their series finale like late last year.
Mm-hmm. I heard the show really fell off.
Yeah, I mean, that thing, it was like 11 seasons. That thing has been going for a long time. I think I stopped watching after season 5 or 6, and then I decided to catch up this last year. And it just kept getting worse. And I like the zombie post-apocalypse stuff. I thought it was good, but it, you know, they just kept upping the bar on what was just crazy.
I see. You know? I think,
but it's kind of like Jake, what you'd expect. It was just the same story over and over seasons, just a different bad guy, right? Mm, and that bad guy did some even crazier shit than the last bad guy.
Yeah, it's like sounds like an anime to me. Kind of. That's basically every anime is a bigger bad guy shows up and you got to fight that guy.
Yep. True. Some Dragon Ball Z.
I think I watched the first season of that, but I've watched a lot of zombie movies. You know, I was interested in the zombie stuff for a while, but once you see enough bad zombie stuff, you're just kind of like, I think I'm okay on this. But so I'll say with this, I think this is probably one of the best executions of any zombie series. Like, I think they pretty much nailed down everything that works. And going forward, I don't know how they're going to make another zombie show that's interesting without really changing it up in some sort of way. Like, I could... Because they also hit on so many characters. So, like, you know, if they did like a... And I'm sure The Walking Dead has also beat this into the ground too, where it's like, you know, you want zombie series seem like it's like, what would happen if we took this kind of character and put him in zombie world? Oh, like Ellie, she's like a sassy, you know, like troublemaker girl. How would she act? And then it's like, it's just all these like different trope people. How do they act in zombie world? And it's like, once you've gone through all that, then what do you do next? I don't know. It just seems kind of tired.
And like, I also like, I don't know a whole lot about the story from the games. Like, I've heard a few things, but like, I really felt like from the first episode, especially toward the end, that I kind of knew exactly where everything was going already.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong, but like, maybe it's just like that's part of it's like trying to do a red herring, but like, I don't know. I feel like the stuff about Ellie, I kind of already know exactly her storyline. Like, I'm like, oh,
her,
okay.
Yeah, her being like the, and this is a big spoiler, but if you're listening to this, you've already watched it. Her being like the, what is it called? Like the cure all, whatever.
Right.
Patient zero.
The antidote.
Antidote.
Yeah.
So predictable. Yeah. Like right out of the gate. Like, oh, she's going to be a bunch of trouble, but you got to get her to the finish line no matter what and protect her.
Right. You got to escort her just like Mandalorian.
The giant escort quest. Yeah. Just like Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Pedro Pascal.
Oh, special. True. Yeah. He's.
That's another thing that's also very common in like TV shows too. Like Game of Thrones had several arcs where it was just really long arcs of somebody escorting somebody else like across the land to get to a destination, you know? So like, yeah,
I feel
it's
like
interesting. Like seeing that stuff over and over.
Maybe Americans have a lot of daddy issues. Cause every show is just some old guy trying to get some kid to a certain place.
True.
That's on you guys. That's on America. Cause I don't really care about this show. I mean,
it's true. It's like, cause like that is what Game of Thrones had several of those.
So many characters had daddy issues.
Yeah. Right. Daddy issues, but like also just like older guy, rougher guy, escorts younger, more innocent girl across the land. Like it's always, we see that a lot. And it's always like older, rougher guy, or like even like if you remove the guy part from it, it's just like older, rougher, escorts young, innocent, right?
Right.
Just like The Mandalorian is all about that too.
Right.
What was his name? The Hound? The Hound and Arya?
And Hound Game and Arya is a good one. I feel like, I can't remember the names, but like the uncle and the niece in the newer Game of Thrones. Can't remember their names right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was kind of like that.
Their names too.
Yeah. Really lasting impression. Targaryens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty reoccurring. So to talk, like I was saying with this show being like really feels like maybe the definitive, like this is the zombie show to end all zombie shows. Like the music, great. You know, everything about it was great. It was like,
yeah,
it was like you can kind of get rid of most of the old zombie stuff and say, just watch this if you want to watch that kind of content. I guess you could say like one of the differences is like, okay, these zombies are the, what are they like? They're fungal cordyceps is what they're called. So they're like based off of like fungal infection. I thought that was a cool idea. Mm-hmm. I just watched like a documentary on fungus. So it was kind of like,
yeah,
felt like whoever made that documentary or wrote that book about fungus just kind of
did the research.
Yeah. And we're just like, hey, well, this would be cool if it happened to the people. So I liked like the, how the, it's all like connected underground. Like if, I don't know if this was in the episode one, I may have watched more than one, but like, you know, if a zombie gets killed in one spot, the other ones know about it in another spot. I thought that was good. I thought maybe like them introducing the different types, which is probably not in episode one either. I may have watched a bunch of these episodes, but there's
I don't like if you guys are worried about spoilers.
We should just keep going now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Can I make a guess? I want to guess something.
It's so easy. Yeah.
Is one of Ellie's things, and it might not have even been like revealed yet. Is one of Ellie's things that like the zombies don't care about her because she's infected or whatever. So they just avoid her.
Josh, you're going to have to take that one. That has not happened.
That hasn't happened yet, I don't think.
But
we get...
I don't even know if that will happen. I just have a feeling, based on the first episode, like her being infected, I just have a feeling that that's going to be like a big reveal later.
Where right.
Like she'll be left somewhere and like a zombie will be on top of her and like Pedro Pascal can't get to her.
Right.
And then they'll realize, oh, the zombie doesn't even care. It thinks you're a zombie. Because you're infected. You have the stuff in you have the shit in you. Or
here's what I think. They're going to be in like this big arena, like a big stadium. And she's going to be in the very middle of it. She's going to come running out and be like, Dad, where? Or whatever the fuck. Pedro, where are you? And she's going to stand there and then, boom, all the zombies are going to come all through the stadium. It's going to be like a giant horde. And they're going to be like, no. And then, something will happen. And then they'll like see her and she'll be like, the zombies will have her up in their arms and they'll be escorting her to them. Yeah. She'll be the zombie queen.
Crowd surfing.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
Now, I actually think that'd be fucking awesome if she's like the zombie queen. Huh?
That'd be cool.
Because.
That would be really cool.
It is like that. It is like the hive mind type of thing. And what do most hive minds have is a queen.
Oh, it's true.
That'd be cool. But that is be cool. Definitely not going to happen. That will definitely not happen.
Cool idea, though.
Yeah, I would like to see a zombie show that is more ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's like that zombie game that's like in a mall. I can't think of what it's called. Dead Rising.
Rising. Yeah.
Is it?
But it is Dead Rising, isn't it?
Yes, close enough. But where it's just more over the top. I kind of like that kind of zombie stuff, which I guess there was a movie that was like that. You got Shaun of the Dead. You have the other one with like the redneck guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they've already done this too.
Yeah, those are played out too.
Is there anything that has not been done with zombies?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Everything you can do, right? So it's, at that point, you just have to like zombies.
Yeah. I think this is the...
Otherwise, the story is already... Yeah, it's already going to be all done.
They've just distilled the story down into this, and this is like, this is it. This is the zombie story.
I mean, how much more dynamic can you have?
Yeah.
I remember, and like, it's happening again. I've seen it again with this show. Uh-oh. It's like, it's always like, somebody will be like, oh, I'm just not really that into... I will be like, oh, I'm just not really that into zombies. And then somebody's just always just like... It's not about the zombies, man. It's about the humans.
Oh,
it's about the people.
Oh, God.
It's about their struggles. It's not about the zombies.
Their relationships, like, their dialogue, interaction.
Oh, my God. I hate that line. I hear it all. I heard that all the time with The Walking Dead. All the time.
It did become more about that. Yeah.
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 I think that's zombie shit runs into that problem. It's like, what more can you do with like a mindless horde of enemies after a while?
Yeah.
Like, what more are you going to do with them? They show up, they attack. And it's, like, what can you do?
Right.
They don't have personality.
They're so predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they're going to do. You know what all the situations that you're going to run into with zombies are. Like, it just, I think they get old really fast.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same way with video games. Like, video games, I feel like if you want to make a video game, all you got to do is you make a level and you just fill it with zombies, right? Because zombies are extremely easy to program because all they do is they see you and they run at you and they scream and then they try to kill you and they just claw at you. And like, you can make them do stupid things like run into walls and shit because it's part of being a zombie, right? Like, it's just,
they're just the dumbest AI. It feels lazy.
Yeah. It just kind of feels lazy to me at this point where it's just like, come on, man, come up with something new.
Well,
something other than zombies. Somebody came up with zombies in like the 80s. What was it? Freaking Romero? What was his name?
Day of the Dead. George Romero?
Yeah, whoever. Was it George Romero? Yeah, who came up with like the first zombie thing? Like, it's like, can't somebody come up with something like that again that's cool? Like, why we gotta keep doing zombies? You know?
Do you know where like
come
the idea.
Another post apocalypse.
Yeah, well, there are plenty of those, I feel like. You know.
But it's always like aliens or like everyone's blind or nobody can have kids again.
What?
you lost me there.
Like,
there was a movie about like everyone. It's like, what if everyone suddenly was blind, but you're the only one who's not blind?
Oh,
like stuff like that.
Sounds like the Twilight Zone.
Or that sounds like an interview question.
Interview question. Yeah.
You're the only one who is blind. How can you tell who has green eyes?
I have really great problem solving skills. So, yeah, I don't. That seems bad. Did you know like the origins of zombies? You know where that idea came from?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I think the idea came from when people would get what's that thing called? Where you get like bit by an animal, rabies. I think it came from rabies. Yeah, because then you're just basically mindlessly wanting to bite things. That's probably where it came from.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's the most, like, it's definitely... And, like, it's... I get why it's interesting, because it's, like, especially when it... So, like, when zombies started, it was a lot like... it was, like, the dead coming back to life, right? That's what zombies were. And then it's, like... As time went on, they're like, oh, that's too silly. We got to make it an infection-based. So then it became about infections, which honestly was, I do get that. I do get why that's interesting, because it's like, you could see something like that happening.
Right.
Like,
it's more rooted in being realistic. Yeah.
Exactly. It is more science fiction-y and like, you can believe it, which so I do get that. Like, that's cool.
I find it more interesting with like that sort of thing, like pandemics, viruses, things like that. But and I think also another thing with the zombies is like how corpses move after they're dead. You know what I mean? Like you can like make, like when you die, you like make that groaning sound and shit like that. Like there's a lot
that's
of like
true, yeah.
shit there too. But yeah, I feel like pandemic type content is more interesting. Or remember when the, what was that? There was a book about like the Ebola virus. You remember that shit? That was scary. forget what that was called, but yeah. God damn, that was some scary stuff. Too realistic though. People don't, and especially after COVID, nobody wants that shit.
Just keep, no, yeah, so. Nobody wanted to hear about that.
I don't know if we really have not talked much about this episode. We just kind of shit on zombie stuff for 30 minutes.
Thank you for allowing me to rant. You guys have a good rest of your podcast. have fun.
Yeah, I just had like a few notes on like some of the touches I liked, like some of the, like, you know, when she like was pulling out money, it was like the like attention to detail where it was just like, oh, these old $20 or like his watch or like, oh, just the little stuff was kind of nice to see, and it felt like grounded in that time period. And like
I did like the opening as well. Mm-hmm. The opening with him and his daughter and stuff, like that was that was all pretty good.
That was good. I have that some of it felt like the video game. Like at one point there was like a flaming car in the middle of the street, and it was like separating the group, and it was like, oh yeah, this is just like a video game. Or like there's a scene where what's her name? Tess has to like go up in this other area. And it's like, oh, this, hey, I'm going to go up here. You go down there and find a way out. It's like, oh, yeah, like a video game.
Yeah.
It felt very video gamey to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the bleakness of it, like when the little kid showed up who was infected, and they basically were like lying to him and then injected him with something and killed him and like burned his body.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? I thought that was Ellie. Like when I first saw that, I was like, holy shit, is that Ellie? And then, yeah, I thought they just fucking offed her. And I was like, damn. But yeah, that was, I mean, yeah, the end. Or I thought they were going to like try and like, I thought that was going to be a thing where like they were going to stop at the last second and not do it or something. Mm-hmm. And like, because I legitimately thought that was her for some reason. But yeah, that was good though. It was like, you know, showed you how brutal the world was after all that.
I found it hard to care at all about the Fireflies and the people that were part of it in that early episode, because you knew they weren't coming with those people. Like, you knew Joel and Ellie, because you can't escape that in our culture. You knew those guys were taken off. So it was like, right. Why do I need to care what these people have to say? Because they're probably just going to die. You kind of knew who was going to die. Like, any side characters were not going to make it, especially that early on in this type of show. Yeah. So that speaks to that predictability of it. There was an escape scene where they're like running from one of the police officers, and they use lightning a bunch. Like, so he was like flashing his flashlight around trying to catch him and stuff. And I thought there were some really good scenes where it was like using the lightning to make you think he found them, or like the helicopter spotted them with the spotlight, or not helicopter, but a truck.
Yeah.
But it was just lightning flashing.
Lightning?
Yeah, it was like raining. Lightning? It was like raining.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Where like the lightning would flash and show different. Okay, I get you. Yeah. Okay.
So like they're running.
Were trying to say lighting.
No.
I thought you were trying to say lighting, and I was like, does he say lighting like lightning?
Great lightning in the show. Love the lightning.
Okay, I got you now. Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was like a cool little, like, there's a lot of little attention to detail, I thought, in this that was cool.
And I do think, like the showrunner for this is really good. Like, I know, I
did Game of Thrones.
You guys watch Chernobyl?
Yeah. Yeah, the director was Game of Thrones. I don't know about the showrunner.
Oh, the showrunner, he did Chernobyl.
Which is awesome.
Chernobyl, if you haven't seen it, is fucking awesome. That was a really good miniseries.
But be ready to be depressed.
Yeah. Be ready for that. But it was really good, though. Like, and that had similar stuff where, like, really good ways to... It played around with radiation a lot in a way that like really made you feel like it was just like really intense. Like it would have like these really intense, like the, what's the noise that the machine makes where like radiation, you know, like that, like the like popcorn noise, yeah, that, like popping noise. It would use a lot of that, and it would like, it would use like different like lenses on cameras and stuff to like make it just make you feel extremely stressed out whenever whenever they like were near radiation and shit. And it was like really effective. And like, that's kind of what I was reminded of when you were talking about like with the lightning and stuff, like just really making good effective use of things like that.
Yeah.
And yeah. So like, I always knew, I was like, oh man, they got that guy to make this show. So it's like, it's probably going to be good. Can I get over, can I get over my hatred for zombies for it? I don't know.
Well, for me, I did. And I kind of, through episode one, episode two, I kind of was passively watching it. You know, like I put it on when I was like, I don't want to like think right now. So I'm just going to kind of have this on and like maybe do something else. And, but when, so when episode three hit, then I was like, okay, I'm locked in here. And that was because that episode was so well written and so well done and had nothing to do really with any of the other story, like barely.
Or the game, right?
I don't know about
that. I heard
game.
That wasn't even in the game.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah, it was so good. And I respected them so much for doing that because you knew they were going to get a lot of hate from that. But man, that was such a good episode. And it just made me think, if they can do that again in another episode, it's worth sticking with this. But
that episode felt like a different take than I've seen in any other zombie movie.
Yeah.
Show. Both.
I agree.
Okay. Cause I'm through episode two.
Oh, so. Shit. You're almost there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I do not remember episode two. I watched episode two. I don't remember anything about episode two. So that's where I was just kind of like, yeah, I was like you. I was like passively watching it. But I did have an interest in seeing episode three because I just heard the buzz about it.
Mm-hmm. I would say you can watch episode three and don't have to watch any of the other. You don't even have to watch episode one or two. You
don't need to watch anything else.
Yeah, because it's completely self-contained.
That stands alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I will definitely watch episode three just because it's like, it's the next episode on the docket. And
yeah,
I saw like a clip or two of it. And then I also heard about the reaction to it. And I was like, I got to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. You will feel gratified to think about all these fucking dipshits. Like, I can't wait for my zombie shit. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Wait, what the hell?
He's not going to kiss him, is he? The zombie's going woke.
I'm excited about that part. So.
I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah.
So
it's so funny because like the platform that I watch it on, it shows like it's not the Rotten Tomatoes score, but it's like a similar like percentage score out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
It's like TV database or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like episode one, it's like 90%. Episode two, you know, 87%. Episode three, 65%.
Jesus.
Because it's getting like review bombed by people who are like
pissed
off about that stuff. So it's just, I saw that and I was like, okay, I gotta watch that.
That
makes me like it more.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Yeah. Me too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that shit. I love that.
Yeah. I didn't know. I knew that there were like gay scenes in this show, but I didn't know anything other than that. And I thought it was going to be like some of like the Firefly women or something. But then when it started happening, I was just like, oh my God, is this? Oh my God. What? I was like, hell yeah. This fucking rocks. Damn, that episode's good.
Burly dudes too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You don't expect it out of the gate, but it was awesome. So anyways, for me, if I was truly going by our formula of binge or cringe, I would say it would have been a cringe because I would not have watched it. But sometimes you have to go against, you have to just go with what everybody's doing. Everybody's watching this shit. You gotta know. So out of the curiosity, I will say it is a binge. I binged it. I couldn't help myself. And how about you, Josh?
I binged it, so it is a binge.
It is a binge. Jake? Mr. Anti-Zombie?
I would say, here's what I'll give it a binge, but here's why, okay? What? I'll give it a binge because it does seem pretty good despite the fact that it is another fucking zombie show, and I fucking hate zombie shows so goddamn
much. You literally started going, but you guys like this shit?
We bitched about this for 30 minutes straight for you to say, yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna watch more. But the thing is, though, most zombie shows, it's on site for me. When I see that shit, I lose it. I'm like, fuck that shit. Fuck it. And this time, I was like, I'll give it a shot. And it's okay. It's okay enough for me to keep watching it. So technically it's a binge, but we'll see. Yeah. I might come back in a future episode and be like, oh, actually it's fucking dog shit. You never know.
Yeah. One big selling point is that there's an end to it. Like, the game's ended. So I think we at least know there's an end instead of like The Walking Dead. Oh, where it's going to go on forever.
Yeah.
So I hope.
If it was like Walking Dead where they were just like, we're going to just keep writing stories as long as people will watch it, I would 100% not watch this at all.
Agreed. Well,
they don't do that.
Yeah, me too. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to play a little game. Let's see if this works. I have a drop for us, so let's see if this actually plays. Want to send us a message? Go to anchor.fm/bingeorcringepod and leave us a voicemail, and we may play it on the next show. Or email us at bingeorcringepod@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you soon. Is that too sarcastic? Does that sound genuine? Good. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was good. I liked the music in the background too.
Like, thanks.
Weirdly orchestral and dramatic a little bit.
It was the I just randomly clicked on something I had on my desktop and said, here we go. So let's nice. Let's play a little game. Let's see if this music works. It's zombie music. As we are all aware of the fungus type zombies known as cordyceps, it left me wondering if you guys knew your zombies. Well, we've captured Ellie and placed her with Dobby deep within the mines of Moria, and the zombie horde approaches. If you guys can correctly guess which of these zombies are real, then they will both be spared. It's time to play Was It Zombies or Was It All Me? Alright, so I'm going to read off some zombie names. I'm going to cut that music. And I want you guys to guess if I made this name up or if this is actual zombie name. Okay?
Okay.
I need it. You know what I need? Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to do a, what is it called? A bell success sound effect. So the first zombie, Bonies. Is a bony a zombie? Jake?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Josh? False. True or false? Real or fake?
Oh, so this is not a team. We both
don't
have to
show
right?
us this like, screen.
Oh, yeah. You can see my screen? Oh, shit. Whoops.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Can you see this? What do you see?
I see that. I see your YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
I see your YouTube.
Okay. That's good. We're just getting up to speed again, guys. It's been a weird, little rusty. Yeah. Just a little rusty here.
It's been a month.
After a month.
It has been a whole month. A month away from podcasting is a long time.
Yeah, we waited that long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a team. This is a team effort.
Group effort?
Yeah, this is a group effort. Sorry.
Okay. So
you guys can
so you take
collaborate.
One answer from both of us? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On what you think is the correct answer.
I'll go with that. I have no idea. Are you just going 50-50 on this?
Because think about what a bony. Why would you name zombies a bony? Like what about zombies makes you go,
what if
those are dang bonies.
I don't know.
It's different than a skeleton. It's different than a skeleton.
Pretty obvious.
It's different.
All right.
Nah.
I'll say false. I'm good with that.
It is true. A bony is a type of zombie.
Okay. Then anything goes. A bony goes with this fucking.
I mean, in The Walking Dead, they call zombies walker because they walk.
Well, that makes sense.
I think
so.
Bony.
If we saw a picture, what if it was just an all bone zombie?
Show me a bony
That's a bony. That's a bony.
Throw a bony up on screen.
Throw a bony. I don't know if Twitch will allow that.
Type bony into Google, turn safe search off, and hit I'm feeling lucky.
Here you go. In 2013 film called Warm Bodies is where Bonies premiered. Okay? And it was actually a comedy, so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It is a zombie where most of the flesh is rotted off from the corpse, leaving only...
Only bones?
Only bones.
See, Jake?
So that's a bony. Okay, so sorry. Ellie.
Okay.
So it's not it's not what they call all zombies then. So it's like it's a type of zombie.
It's a type of zombie, yes. These are all gonna be type of zombies. So how about a how about a puker? Is a puker a type of zombie?
Yes.
All right, I'm with you. Let's do it.
Going yes. Pukers are related to spitters. They're one of the few zombies with a ranged attack. I think this is maybe from...
sounds like a Left 4 Dead thing.
Yeah, I think maybe this is a zombie from Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead was Boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer's puked on you.
How about a stanker?
Smokers. Stanker?
What? How about a stanker?
No, that's a Cassidy. That's a Cassidy.
Y'all think a stanker? Just the way you smile. I'm going to turn my camera off when I do this. God damn it.
That's the way he says it.
That's a stanker.
You say
we got stanker coming in. How about
you say stanker every day?
Oh, that's a stanker. How about a screecher?
Oh, that's 100% a zombie.
I'm screeching. No, sorry, it's a screamer. A screamer is a type of zombie that screams with an ear piercing wail.
Shit.
Okay.
It's usually accompanied with screaming or screeching, but it is called a screamer. Oof, not doing so hot. Not doing so hot. So you got what? 1 point here. How about a spitter? I know you guys are always complaining about spitters, but
yes.
Okay. A spitter is indeed closely related to a vomiter or puker. One of those few zombies with a ranged attack.
Wow. Okay.
So, very closely related. How about a burster? I'm about to burst. No spitting.
I would say yes. Yes on that one.
I bursted.
Go.
Yes. Got it. That is 3 points to Gryffindor. How about a kek zombie? And you may have seen the Elon Musk tweet in which he said replied to someone with the word kek, which is an alt-right thing to say LOL. Also a World of Warcraft term as well.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... Yeah, that's a World of Warcraft thing, isn't it?
Originally, it is a World of Warcraft thing, but the alt-right had co-opted it to make it
Is one of the... Kek is one of the rare few things where... I recognized what that was from without having to Google it. Like when I first saw it, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, you're like, I remember that from WoW.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks that
I was getting ganked.
It sucks that they took over everything, but that's just the way it works, I guess. So what's our guesstimate on a kek zombie?
I'm going to say no.
I want to say no too, but. Yeah. Yep, I'm in.
Well, you're making me LOL, or as a chud would say, kek. You are wrong. A kek zombie is real. It was originally from, I guess maybe the Dawn of the Dead. They don't.
Really?
Yeah, it says.
What the fuck?
the biochemical plant manager was like called Keck or something, and the zombies are infected with a Keck virus. Yeah, well, I guess they're infected. Humans are, and then they become the zombies. All right,
I don't know anymore.
It's not easy. How about a boomer?
It's not real. Oh, boomer?
Mm-hmm. Real.
Is that what it was? Left for dead?
Boomer, not real.
I was like, oh yeah, okay. No, you got it. That's a boomer. How about a coomer? A coomer.
Oh, coomers are the worst kind of zombie. They're definitely real.
Okay. You say yes? Oh, sorry.
I'm in, yeah. Okay.
A coomer is a zombie that attacks with its viral load of cum. So it's actually not real. I made that one up. That's a that's an original.
I just cast you on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm in the wiki adding it right now.
Coomer!
Coomer! One of the few zombies that have a ranged attack.
And if you shoot them in the balls, never mind.
That's how you kill them, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's like a boomer, the same thing. I can't see!
If you shoot them in the head, it doesn't work. But if you shoot them in the balls, they go down instantly.
Well, you guys did it. You got 5 needed to rescue Ellie and Dobby. They are coming out from Moria, free from the zombies. The zombies are holding them up on their shoulders because Ellie is the zombie queen. After
she,
all,
it's true. She's the zombie queen. She's immune. Nobody can see him.
Prophecy
has come to pass. Well, that does it for this episode of Binge or Cringe. Thank you guys for watching or listening, I guess. And we'll see you. Hey, we'll actually see you next week. How about that? We're back.
What?
We're back.
That's crazy.
That's all crazy. Right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.